by radio broadcast. What's right, what's left is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
It changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this ninth day of August 2023. And tonight we have, well, we have that professional, the professional on the board, none other than Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
There you go. And way out yonder, we have the man of renown, none other than that legendary preacher and Pastor Joe Larson.
Hey, I'm glad to be with you tonight, especially because I get a chance to thank all the people that helped pray for my son. Something really wonderful happened. He was supposed to be first up for surgery in the morning, And things didn't go as planned, and he didn't get to go until late in the day. But a many-hour surgery was cut in half because it went so well, so clean, so quick. And his recovery was just absolutely perfect.
Well, and, praise the Lord.
I got him home this afternoon, and everything is wonderful. So thank you, and it's praise the Lord for answered prayer.
Well, you know, it seems like whenever I've had surgery, and I've had way too many of them, it's always been early in the morning. So now I'm going to request that we do it later in the afternoon so it won't take so long.
I don't know that that had anything to do with it. I think it was all the prayer.
All righty. I think you're right. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. First thing I want to do, though, Joe, is I want to thank all the good folks at a top-notch restaurant out there at 682 South High Street in Cortland. I was out there today. We came out, and we just did a question and answer, and it was great. I ran into a lot of my old friends that I have not seen in a long time came out to see me, and we had a great time. I met people that we've been getting, you know, notes from and thank you cards and listen to the radio program. So I want to have a shout out to the Iceman. There a fellow sitting next to me for a long time, and he finally introduced himself. I'm the Iceman. And also, all the good folks out there, so many came out to see me, and so many I haven't not seen in a long, long time. So I praise the good Lord for that, and we had a great session. And one woman come up out of the clear blue, and she just came up and started talking about how she had been undercover and talking about the corruption, things we talk about here within the Democratic Party. She had been, you might say, undercover embedded in there. And boy, it was, she added a lot to the evening out there. But again, I want to say thanks to all the good folks out there. Now, top-notch restaurant, they've got some very good food. So I went out and had a really good meal. And they've really got some good, especially that blackberry pie with the ice cream. It was, what a finisher with a cup of coffee. And so again, hats off. They're a real patriotic restaurant, Joe, and they stand to their ground. They stand their ground. There's no doubt on what side they're on, and it's like we are here. And so I want to praise the good Lord for that. Again, that's top-notch diner, and that's the 682 High Street in Cortland, South High Street in Cortland, folks. I recommend it. Go on out and give them a shot. They're a Christian patriot restaurant, and we need to do that. Speaking of that, you know, Joe, very quickly, every now and then you run up against a business in the area that does an exceptional job, and I think when you do that, they should be given, you know, people should know. And I had both in my car and my wife's car. Now, I'll tell you this real quick. We had the train that we had out there for issue one the other day, and as I was backing up, Pastor Hal was pulling in behind me. So he's pulling up, and I'm backing up, and guess what happened? There was a disagreement between our cars. And so,
a minor or major?
Well, it was minor. But anyhow, it was enough that if I looked at it and taken it into the dealer, they would have probably charged me $1,000 because they're really high. Okay, I took it to Bill's Body and Paint. Bill's Body and Paint, there, 10595 Kismet Road, Route 87 in Newberry. Bill, what they would have charged me for, Joe, $1,000, I'm sure. He fixed that in the same day. I took it in there, and when a few hours later they called me and said, your car is ready. I couldn't believe it. And I got to tell you, it was $150. Unbelievable, right? So
yeah,
when I
so they were able to buff things out and just and didn't charge you for things that didn't need to be done.
Right. So now my wife's in her car. She's had a number of dents. She's been after me to do one of those. Wanted me to take it in. And I knew, you know, the dealers cost so much. When this happened, I immediately told my wife, "Listen, I'm going to take your car in." And so when I picked my car up, I dropped hers off, and the same day they had that car fixed, and I'm going to tell you, it was just unbelievable the money we saved. So I highly recommend Bill's Body and Paint. They're like a regular small town country people that you get it, give you a dollar's worth of service for a dollar, which is unusual nowadays. And let me just give it that phone number for body work and paint. It's Bill's Automotive Repair, and they have a full 24-hour towing, by the way. And the phone number is 440-564-5533. And so there you go. I just wanted to do that because they do such a great job. And now we got to get into our scripture. And we left off yesterday, Joe. I went through Job 21:13-17, but I think we should redo that again tonight because it really has to do with why we lost here in Ohio on issue one. We lost for a number of reasons, and so let's go just read verse 13-17.
Okay, chapter 21 says, Job bemoans the prosperity of the wicked. They spend their days in wealth in a moment, and in a moment go down to the grave. Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? And how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger.
And I want to add to that verse 30. The wicked are reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath.
That's a scary line right there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what no one wants to hear. They should never want to hear that.
Well, Allison Russo, Alice State Representative here. You know, Allison, I'm afraid you're going to hear that, and I'll tell you why. Because I was watching, Joe, when the reports coming in on how the voting was going, and all day Everywhere I turned, they had Alison Russo, a state representative here in Ohio, promoting death, promoting voting. And you know what this is all about, don't you? It's life versus death. It's the life culture versus the death culture here.
Well, it was kind of about lying and cheating the people on the idea of amending the state constitution. That opens a whole bag of worms at the Pandora's box. It was a major mess up. And
you're
deceit and outside money.
You're absolutely right.
Millions in from out of state.
Yeah, they say about 40 million. Planned Parenthood, the ACLU. Now, remember what this was about. We told you all we wanted to do is change. It's so easy to amend the Constitution of Ohio, which has been amended over 120-something times. And weakened. Every time it's amended, it's weakened. So we just want to raise it to the, it would have to be a 60% of the vote. And once when we were against us, the hypocrisy, the ACLU, their supermajority to amend their constitution is 66%. ACLU, you're hypocrites. The Democratic Party of Ohio, the Antichrist Communist Democratic Party, their supermajority is 66% too. The League of Women Voters, which is really just a part, just a branch of the Democratic Communist Party here in Ohio, 66%. The NAACP, okay, six, which basically is a racist organization, 66% supermajority. The NEA, communist, that is a communist, well, collective. They're part of the Communist Party.
Part of the collective.
Yeah. 75% supermajority. Planned predators, the most wicked, the most evil, ungodly, lethal, creeping, crawling, cancerous, purveyors of death on planet Earth. Murdered more people than any army has killed. Planned predators, theirs is 66%. And the Ohio Education Association, another communist organization, 75%. So the hypocrisy is stifling amongst those
so
people.
They pour this outside money, folks. In other words, Ohio, you let outsiders buy and pay for a victory. I've said, I think, ever since the first time I went on a radio program 30 years ago or so, what we need to do in states is if you can vote, you can donate. If you don't have a vote in the state, you should not be able to donate. It should be a simple law put in each and every state that would keep out this dark money, that would keep out. So if you have a billionaire wants to donate $50 million, fine, but it should be public. And if that person can vote in that state, then they can donate. But California shouldn't pour money into Ohio, New York City shouldn't pour money into Ohio, and Ohio shouldn't pour money into a bill here in Missouri.
Right, well, Ohio does it, and what's happened here, Joe, you had it from New York, you had it from California, you had it from New Jersey, you had all of this. This is death money. And basically, I just want to make people understand here, according to God's Word, the Bible, right here, this Bible, those of you that voted no, those of you that voted no, now, I've done it out of ignorance, and a lot of you did do it out of ignorance, okay? If you sin against God and you do it out of ignorance, is it still a sin, Joe?
If it's out of ignorance, it was willful because you didn't do your due diligence, yes.
Right. And we had a lot of people that misunderstood. We really tried to explain to them that a no vote is a pro-death vote. A yes vote is a pro-life vote. Now, and so if they voted no, if you're out there listening to me, and you voted no on that, you sinned against God. Well, you say, well, I don't really take that seriously. It's all right, God does, and you'll find out about that. You see,
but he does, and someday you'll find out how seriously he takes it.
So you think God's a pretty good record keeper, right?
Yeah.
And Alison Russo,
keeper.
State Representative Alison Russo, you really need to understand, because you were out there, and you were very blatant in your sins against God and your rebellion. And so let's read here Proverbs 1, starting with verse 20, Joe. Let's take a couple verses at a time and then comment.
Okay. Wisdom crieth without. she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying.
All right, listen here. Wisdom is referred to here. Wisdom is referred to as the wise kinswoman, a wise kinswoman, or a wise mother in Israel. This is what she's compared to. Now, I do want to say this, and very carefully.
Shouldn't she be like a prophetess, too?
No, it's a comparison, okay? The wisdom is actually comes from the Holy Spirit, from God, but they're using an analogy here, okay, as a wise mother, and so here there has been, Joe, a false doctrine built on just this little passage of Scripture and a couple others. There's been a false doctrine built on wisdom, and what that is that the Trinity, instead of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, the Trinity is Father, Mother, and Holy Ghost. Our Father, the Mother, and Son, okay? And they're in other words, they're replacing the Holy Spirit with Mother God.
Mother,
okay?
Yeah.
Right, which is a complete false doctrine, and there's no credence at all to it. So here it goes, she crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates, and in the city she uttereth her words. Now, he's telling you there that in the business world, okay, in the trade world, and also in the political world, and in the gates of the city is government, where the government of the city is done. And so she's saying that wisdom is there and speaking if you're listening, okay? And then she goes on to say, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? This is what we have today. The fools that hate knowledge think they can ignore God. What we just read over there in Job, where they says, what do we need God for, right? Well, you know, Job.
Exactly. What do we need him for? We're here making money. We don't need him for that.
Well, I got news for them, you know. We are sustained, the entire universe is sustained and held together by God. Every heartbeat, every little electrical impulse, every breath they take is sustained by God. When God pulls the switch, when God says, today, fool, your soul is required of you, then they'll realize how much they need God, huh?
Then, well, most of the time it'll be too late, right?
How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and you scorners delight in this scorning? And fools hate knowledge.
Knowledge, yep.
So now here, God is giving them an opportunity here. He says this, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. In other words, he is saying, look, what we just read were those who say, we don't want to hear God's words. Is that not what we're hearing today when... For example, in the public school system, no, we don't want anything to do with God or the Bible in the system. Today, the entire Democratic Communist Party, remember what Jerry Nadler said? God does not have a vote in this Congress, okay? In other words, God is not welcome here, okay? Boy, is Jerry Nadler in for a really, really rude awakening someday, isn't he?
Very, very, be a frightening awakening, I'm afraid.
And so he says here, because I have called you and you refused, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you are set at naught at all my counsel and would not have none of my reproof. We run into people like this all the time. You know, they've
more so every day. It's getting more so and more so all the time.
Absolutely. And this is Joe, I'm going to tell you where we lost yesterday. We lost it in the pulpits. It was lost in the pulpits, you see. Now, I will say this, that there was more activity than normal from the pulpits, and I will say that, okay, I had heard from, but not nearly what it should have been. Now, Joe, in the church that I pastor, Joe, if someone had come out and openly said, yes, I voted no on issue one, okay, they would have been required, Joe, in the church that I pastor, because what did they do? Okay, they just sinned against God and country, didn't they?
They certainly did, yes.
And they would be required to go before the congregation and repent and ask for forgiveness, okay? And if they refuse to do that, well, then within the church, they would totally be ignored. They would be shunned within the church.
Is the word, yep.
Yeah, no, you don't throw them out. You don't make them leave because, you know, those exactly the people that need to hear the preaching, right? But they would be shunned within the church as discipline. Why? Well, you say, well, now I've had people who are not, now simple-minded people here, you simple-minded he was talking about. I've had the simple-minded say, well, you know, this is politics. No, it's not. You see, abortion is not a political. Abortion is a sin issue. It's a horrible sin issue. Sodomy is a horrible sin issue, okay? Pedophilia is a horrible sin issue. And if you don't understand that, you are a fool. Let me tell you.
Abortion is the shedding of innocent blood, and Scripture makes it very plain that God hates the shedding of innocent blood.
God hates the hands of those, right? That's right. What does he tell you? Folks, not only that, he brought the very worst punishment, the very worst, harshest punishment on people for killing their children, didn't he?
Children, yeah. They turned to cannibalism, eating their own children.
But I have set it not my counsel, and you would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, then distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek early, but they shall not find me. For they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel, and despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearketh unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet, far from evil. We'll be back right after this. And
the doctor did our dirty work, so now we pay the bill. Thought he solved our problem, but our life's a living hell. I toss and turn in bed at night, 'cause God, it's hard to sleep. In my heart and in my mind I hear a voice that says to me, you could have took me fishing, Dad. You could have taught me how to swim. I could have made you proud of me. Now I'll never have that chance. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have to die? I never thought of it as right or wrong, but I think about it now. Oh God, I'd give my life if I could just turn time back somehow. I'd let him live and watch him grow. Oh, I'd buy him everything, but now he won't need a ball or bat. He'll never play one game. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have could have grown into a man. I should have had my chance at life. We could have been the best of friends. Daddy, did I have to die? God, the choice of life belongs to you. It wasn't hers or mine. And I know she feels the same way too. Sometimes I hear her cry. How can we ever be the same or live with what was done? Instead of these two broken hearts, God, we might have had a son. You could have been my hero, Dad. You could have done what daddies do. You could have rode me on your back. You could have taught me to tie my shoes. I could have been your little boy, standing right there by your side. I could have been your pride and joy. Daddy, did I have
Alrighty, we're back. No, you didn't have to die. You see, that baby didn't have to die. If the church had done what they were supposed to have done, but they didn't do it, did they? But,
That brings up one thing we should do. I saw some pictures of what's going on in Maui, the Hawaiian Islands.
I saw about that.
A horrible storm and a fire going through, and the people had to flee into the ocean to get away from the fire. There's pictures of just rows of city cars and buildings burned and people dead and National Guard deployed. I guess it's really a mess, and I think maybe we ought to ask the listeners to pray with us for the people there in the Hawaiian Islands, that they survive this disaster, the storm and the fire that followed.
Well, go ahead and lead them in a prayer. And folks out there, listen. Remember what the Word of God says. Okay, those who show mercy receive it. Why do they even know those people? You don't have to. God does. He knows them. And so
He knows them. He knows you. And it's like someday you'll need prayer and you'll want people to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, these pictures that I see are totally disturbing. And I know you see them. Many people haven't heard of the disaster there and all the details around the storm and the fires that broke out on several islands and all the problems they're having. But people are terrified. People are dying. People are injured. They're losing homes, livelihoods, and pretty much of a mess, Father. We would just ask that you could bring this to a halt, that you could help get the fires put out, the storm and all that to quiet and go away, and be with all those people that are scared, that are hurting, that have lost loved ones, that are praying for loved ones that are hurt, trying to get them medical care, trying to get them to a hospital somewhere, to a doctor, that you would just send help, Lord, and just bless them in every way that you know that they can be blessed, Lord, and just have mercy upon them and be very gracious to them this night. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thanks, Joe, for that. And again, one more time I wanted to say I do want to thank all the good folks out there at the Top Notch Diner there at 682 South High Street in Cortland tonight. And I got to see some folks I hadn't saw in a long time. Kim Owens, who has not been to church in a while because she's had health problems. It was good to see Kim again. And, we have some faithful people that always go. They're doers of the Word. And that's Chuck and Claudia Rising from Doers of the Word Church. They showed up out there. Oh, so many good folks. It was really good just being able to take all of those questions and seeing that the people are starting to become aware. Now, Joe, I said all that because now it comes down to November. So between now and then, we have to expose this, what they call the woman's reproductive rights legislation, what they're trying to amendment. It's a horrible, it's right from the pit of hell. And if you've already sinned once, if you've sinned by voting no already, you can add to your sin by voting yes on that. So come November, the vote, a pro-life, a pro-God vote, a decent vote, is no. You vote against that. And I want to start saying it now over and over and over. And so, or if you want to add to your sin, go ahead and vote yes, because, again, does the Bible say, Joe, blessed are the stupid?
No, I couldn't find it. We looked and looked and looked. It's
not in the Beatitudes, is it?
No, but I'll tell you something simple. If the Democratic Party, the party of child murder, the party of open borders, the party of illegal drugs and violence and crime and, little law, if they're for it, you should automatically be against it, period. I just have seen nothing that they've come up with that was worth my vote, and that's been many, 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 many years. So the easiest thing, if the Democrat Party is for it, God's going to be against it.
They're for high treason. They're high treason, aren't they?
Yeah. They're against God, family, and country. I mean, what else is there?
I wanted to, one more time, for Alison Russo. And the reason I'm picking on her, because she's the one I saw. If there's other state reps that were out there on both sides, the right and the left, the life and the death. But she was the one, every time I turned around, she was on the news. And I just would like to remind her of a couple of things. You know, in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, Joe, in verse 5, we read this. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. So here God, again, you see these babies they kill? Now that may, Alison Russo, you may laugh and say, well, you know, this, by being pro-death, I'm working my way up into higher level in the Communist Party here. But listen, God's not mocked. Alison Russo, if you folks out there, if you know her, you need to let her know God is not mocked. Not mocked at all. And you're going to reap what you sow. And then, you know, Joe, here, let me just show you. Over here in Jeremiah chapter 2, he says this in verse 33. Why trimmest thou the way to seek love? Therefore hast thou taught the wicked ones thy ways. He's talking about spiritual whoredom, Joe, and physical. But now, Joe, he says this. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. You hear that, Joe?
Poor innocents, that's what we're talking about, the unborn babies.
I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. You see, now, what he's telling you, Alison Russo, is that God didn't have to look upon your heart. Your own mouth, with your own mouth all over the news, you condemned yourself. Now, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, get a King James Bible and read it, see. And so, Joe, when you and I get out and we preach the gospel, the message, we're just the messengers, right?
Exactly. We are his messengers on this earth, but he is the one behind everything.
And then I want to bring you one more place here very quickly, Alison Russo. And that's over to Genesis chapter 9, and where God gave us the actual divine institution of human government. And here's what he says. Now, this is the third time also that he's heard. The very first, do you remember what the very first command that God gave man was, Joe?
Be fruitful and multiply.
Right. And in Genesis 9, verse 6, whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man Shall his blood be shed?
Blood be shed.
For in the image of God made he man. That's point number three. Point number three of when God gave us the divine institution of human government, he made 5 points. He gave us 5 points very clear. And that point number three, that's where you get the statute, Joe. That's where you get the statute of the death penalty here. And so here now, and you be fruitful.
They could read Psalm 139 too.
Yep, and be fruitful and multiply and bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. You can be sure, Alice and Russo, that God means what he says. So here's what I would do if I were you. I would repent. I would do it tonight. I would do it tonight. See, once you've heard the word of God, once the preacher has told you that, the Lord has just spoken to you, and he might not speak again. That might be your last chance. And don't mock God, because I'm going to tell you, God always does what he says he'll do. And it's a special hot place in hell, a special hot place in hell, Alison Russo, for those that kill the children. And so there you go. Joe, we talked about
let's
treason.
Let's back that up, because you also had mentioned, you know, part of the problem is the pulpit in this country being afraid. Well, here's, I'm going to combine the problems with the pulpit with abortion. There's a story out by World News Daily. Christian minister boasts, I felt God's presence during my two abortions. A forced pregnancy or birth is not holy. This came from the mouth of, well, she calls herself Reverend, which Reverend in the Bible is a term reserved, Pastor Ernie, you know, totally for God, right? Not for us, but
it's
for
God. It's used one time. It's a name for God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not our name. Reverend Rebecca Todd Peters, a member of the Planned Predators Clergy Advocacy Board, spoke at a community church. It's a Unitarian Universalist church here a few days back. And she wore this bright pink stole emblazoned with the Planned Predators logo.
What was her name again?
Rebecca Todd Peters.
Teeters,
Peters.
Oh, Peters?
Now, this is what's happened to the church. We have, God does not, who said women are not to be pastors. So she's calling herself a pastor, and then she gets worse, calling herself reverend. But catch this. She is also a professor of religious studies. Oh, boy. So this is a professor, I'll eat the book, at Ellen University. And she heads the Abortion and Religion Project, and she, quote, is known, I'm quoting now, known as one of the country's leading ethicists on abortion rights. So there's nothing ethical about abortion to start with. Anyway, this whole thing is totally sick and perverted.
Joe, let's take her to the realm of reality. Rebecca Todd Peters, here's the realm of reality. The Word of God says you are a witch. The Word of God says that you are a witch. The Bible clearly teaches that rebellion is the same as witchcraft, and what you have done is rebellion in the highest degree against Almighty God. So, Rebecca Todd, you are not a minister. You are not a reverend. You are a witch. And
a liar. She
right.
said this, too, I want to add. She said, I, too, feel that I am known by God in these ways as a woman who has born two children. I can affirm that I felt something sacred happening in my gestating body during those pregnancies. I can also attest that I felt God's presence with me as I made the decision to end two pregnancies. I felt no guilt. No shame, no sin, a forced pregnancy or birth is not holy. You know, any human being that's not capable of feeling guilt or shame, they're someone who has had a conscience that is totally seared. This woman has a seared conscience, and I think God has already turned his face from her forever.
I do, too. I feel the same
way. By her own words.
She's condemned herself, huh?
Self, yep. So
Alrighty.
Be careful what churches you go to, what people you listen to. If they aren't glorifying God, get out of there immediately and run as fast as you can for the exit.
Absolutely. And if you find yourself so supposedly in a church and there's a woman who calls herself reverend, you're not in a Christian
Leave.
Church, right? Get out
you're
of there.
Not in
Leave.
A church, yeah.
Right. Okay. All righty. And folks, now, where do we get this stuff? Read it. It's in God's Word, the Bible. It's right there. He literally spells it out for you. Makes it real simple, right? And there you go.
Very, very clear. God makes that clear. He doesn't stutter. He doesn't hint. He doesn't beat around the bush.
Well, you know? here's what Rudy Giuliani made very clear to Jack Smith following the latest junk indictments against President Trump. He says he was never notified or served in the case. That's why, once again, President Trump was indicted. Remember last week, the day after Hunter Biden's best friend and business association, Devin Archer, testified that Joe Biden was included in all 20 calls when his son was sitting with foreign officials arranging influence peddling deals for the family. Archer also testified that Joe Biden met with Russian event Yelena Baterina, who invested $40 million in Hunter's real estate ventures. She also paid Hunter $3.5 million in consulting fees.